And welcome back to Chambers Changes and Conversations, the podcast that takes you inside the services, successes, and stories shaping Manatee County government. And I'll tell you, real estate around the old podcast tabletop has gotten a little tight this week, as this week's guest isn't just one individual, but an entire division. Legislative Affairs acts as our liaison between Manatee County and local, state, and federal governments. Their important work impacts you every day. From securing funding for new walking trails to navigating the complex year-over-year funding process of building bridges. And that's exactly what they do. They build bridges. Their purpose is simple but powerful. Make sure your voice is heard at the state and federal level while collaborating with local municipalities to ensure we're all singing from the same hymnal. Today, we're joined by Brent Anderson, Government Relations Manager, and Crosley Jones, Legislative Aide for Manatee County. Gentlemen, welcome to Chambers Changes and Conversations.
Happy to be here.
Thank you for having us.
So, Brent, you've certainly got a unique story of how you got here, and it didn't start in politics or government, but in healthcare. Can you share that journey with us and how coming from outside government gives you a different perspective in this role?
Like many people do in college, I changed my degree many times and fell on healthcare services administration. So that led me to kind of working in assisted living facilities and nursing homes on the administrative business side of things, and eventually took me to the panhandle. And through getting involved in different associations and things, I ended up getting involved with the policy side of healthcare and fell in love with that as a potential career path. So I pivoted my career. My dog and I, we packed up to go work on a campaign in Texas, actually. We had like a futon stuffed in my Ford Fusion trunk. It was so funny. So we drive out to Texas. We work on a campaign out there. And after a successful campaign in a Texas primary, we come back to Florida, where I work on a statewide ballot initiative campaign. And through that, I eventually ended up working as a government relations manager or director for the Florida Realtors. And then I covered the Pensacola all the way down to Marco Island for them. And then eventually worked for companies Y-Green and Mosaic in the same kind of realm. And so that campaign experience kind of led to developing the relationships and connections that took me into the government affairs realm. And then from there, I just kind of continued to move up and very excited to use those relationships and resources here in Manatee County.
So I have to shout out to our mutual friend. I won't say her name and embarrass her, but I really appreciate that Brent was a referral. And when his position opened, I was actually at a luncheon with our county administrator, and we ran into someone that he knew. And we just happened to say, like, oh, yeah, we're hiring. Do you happen to know anybody casually? And she said, oh, I know the perfect person. You must meet him. And to his credit, this is just a reminder to everyone in your career building. When someone does you a solid and refers your name, the way you follow up also shows a lot. And sure. Brent, when he found out, he emailed me first and was like, hey, I'm Brent. Here's my resume. Here's my phone number. And I was like, it couldn't get any easier than this. Yeah. Like, he's already showing that proactiveness. So I was very impressed from the email intro, and knowing who you came from was such a wonderful referral. So thank you to referrals. Referrals do matter. We do care about your network. So if you know someone at the county, please do make sure to tell them if you're interested in a career opportunity.
Yeah, mymanatee.org/jobs for a complete list of all of our openings.
Some advice, never be afraid to put yourself out there for something you want. So.
And Crosley, your story is a little different. Your entire professional career has been government related, even before you graduated college. Tell us about that journey and how that experience shapes the way you approach this work today.
Yeah, so from when I was like 14, I was always the nerd in high school who loved politics and government. So I always knew that was something I wanted to get involved in. So obviously, I went to school for a political science major. My initial plan was to go to law school. And do constitutional law. That changed during the pandemic. I applied to be an intern for Congressman Vernon Buchanan. Got the internship, interned for about 2 weeks, and then COVID shut it down. And the district director at the time, Sally Sheely, called me one day out of the blue, says, hey, we have an open position. You did great in your 2 weeks. Do you want to come on board and work for the congressman? And I jumped at it. Couldn't say no. So there I was working for my congressman at the ripe old age of 19, doing casework, working with various federal agencies, doing outreach events. For a little bit, I was the congressman's body man, so I drove him to certain events, carried his materials, was able to have some pretty awesome one-on-one time with him. So I did that for about 4 years. I primarily worked on casework for constituents. I did some outreach, worked on some appropriation stuff, but figured I wanted a change of plans, wanted a change of trajectory, so came to work for local government and see what that's about.
I think you're the only person in the middle of COVID who was in college and got a job during that. I think that's what's always funny about your story. And also that relationship, again, comes through. And it's been wonderful because you've been such a great liaison to our federal delegation and helping us with the congressman's office and having those strong connections there. So, gentlemen, the reason I invited you here was because a lot of people have been talking about one of your major projects this year, and that is our DOGE effort. You are the team behind our DOGE effort here locally at the county. Could you tell us a little bit about how it started and maybe clarify how this might differ from the federal or state level?
Yeah, absolutely. So it all started with outreach from the state. The governor's office put together this DOGE team, and they started reaching out to counties around the state asking for different information. And some counties then started passing DOGE resolutions, if you will, to show that we're supportive and we want to work with the governor on this effort. And so that led us here in Manatee County to passing our DOGE effort, sending up a letter of support to the governor's office, really highlighting some of the efforts we're already trying to do here in Manatee County. That led to another outreach, and then eventually the big news, if you will, was the DOGE audit when the state team came down and they spent about a day and a half, a little over a day and a half here at Manatee County. And overall, it was a great experience. We were very welcoming. We loved having them here for when they were here. And we spoke with them. We worked with them. We got them everything they needed. And they were on their way after that. Every question that they brought up, we had an answer for. Every document they requested, we gave to them. And the impression we got from speaking to them was not every county was as forthcoming and invited as we were, and they might have the reasons for that, but our board has been looking at trying to make government more efficient even before the whole DOGE effort started. And so giving this time and the support we have from our board, we were able to just be there and just give them all the help and all the support they needed. The interesting thing about this effort compared to the federal effort that really kind of got the big headlines, if you will, the state is really focusing on coming to the municipalities and trying to figure out some maybe small tweaks or some cohesiveness or just smarter ways to spend tax money, whereas the federal government was kind of trying to do a blanket of all of their departments, and they're much larger than we are at the county and even at the state level. So the just throwing things in AI like they were able to at the federal government might not be the best fit down here. And so it was really great that they had boots on the ground and looking through the documents and asking questions to actual directors to explain the answers.
So maybe Crosley, does anything Elon Musk is doing, does that have anything to what we're doing down here, what happened earlier in 25?
Other than the name DOGE, no. At the federal level, I mean, people saw in the news is kind of like a buzzsaw. People are going into departments and cutting staff, cutting budgets, that kind of stuff. This is just more so a review, checking ourselves, making sure we are good stewards of taxpayer dollars, and making sure that we're accountable to those who elect the board, but also who trust us to make sure that we're doing our duties responsibly.
I'm so happy that this effort was able to highlight staff's ongoing due diligence to be able to provide this level of transparency. What sort of real opportunities do you guys kind of see out of this visit?
Yeah, that's a great question. I really hope that it ends up shining a light on Manatee County at how we've already been working on a lot of this stuff. You see you see information coming out of the property tax committees in Tallahassee and things like that, showing that Manatee County ranks eighth least reliant on property taxes and how lean we are. And you hear talks about how other counties have double our IT department and things like that. So I really hope that because they came and did these audits at so many other counties, I hope that it comes out as like a comparison and we can really shine here in Manatee County at how well we're already doing a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. And we've even had other counties reach out to us because they've heard our visit was a really good exchange of information. It went smoothly. So how can other counties, if they might be listening to this, how can they get a hold of you if they want to get some advice? If they, like we heard Orange County this week was also announced as receiving an audit, if they wanted to reach out to us, how could they get a hold of you?
If they would like to reach me, my email address is brent.anderson@mymanatee.org. And send your questions, send any tweaks you might want or any advice you might need, and I'm happy to get that to you.
Yeah, we love to collaborate with other counties. That's been big for us. So just for any of the public who wants to know what happened, you know, you mentioned they were here over 2 days, they got the information they needed, but they've also learned, you know, if you were at the May 6th board meeting, we initiated our own government efficiency liaison committee. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. So with regard to the Government Efficiency Liaison Committee, that was set up prior to when we knew that we were going to be having a DOGE audit team on site. That was an effort by our board to take the initiative on being responsible and transparent to the public. So we set up a committee, 5 citizens who have the ability to just look through county projects, county spending, and give their recommendations on what they think is being done well, what isn't, and see if the board has any appetite of changing direction on anything. We just had the first meeting this past Tuesday, August 26th. It went really well. It was more of a initial setup meeting, elected a chair, elected a vice chair.
Walk us through. What was that meeting like?
So it went, like I said, it went really well. All 5 members attended. They were very engaged. They were very ready to do the work that they thought was necessary to look through what's going on here at Manatee County. Again, elected a chair, elected a vice chair, went over the various sunshine laws and board procedures, Robert's Rules of Order.
This is a public meeting. This is not a meeting that's happening behind closed doors. This is something people can participate in, right?
Exactly.
And
yes.
Where can they find out about this committee and when it meets?
So there is a page on mymanatee.org dedicated to this committee. Meeting dates, agendas, and the minutes after the meetings, once we receive them, will be posted on there. So if you can't attend in person, you're welcome to review the minutes, but we encourage citizens to come and raise any issues that they think the board should look at.
And how do you think initiatives like this, led by citizens, help promote that transparent government and cost-effective service model?
Yeah, I think that it goes a long way. I think bringing people inside, and again, as Crosley mentioned, we gave a sunshine law overview. All this committee activity is still under sunshine laws, and so there is some kind of gap between the committee members and the actual public. But bringing in 5 individuals, all with either finance or IT or just overall business backgrounds, to come through it and take a look at all the different things we're doing and spending money on, and could they be more efficient? Could they not be more efficient? And allowing the public to come, which I want to kind of give a shout out to something that we have on the advisory board page for our committee. There's actually a link at the bottom, and anyone from the public can click on that link and they can fill out the form, and that form comes directly to Crosley and I, and we can take that to this DOGE committee so that we can highlight, hey, Joe Smith from the public thinks that you should look into this aspect. And then the committee can discuss it and whether they want to look into it or whether they think this doesn't really kind of fit under what the committee's purpose is, then they can decide not to look into it. But if they want to look into it, then they can request that information or let us know what information. But it's really great to have 5 people kind of appointed just from the public to look over. And the first document download, if you will, we did with them was we gave them all of the information we've given to the state so far. So they have thousands of documents on a shared folder within our internal system. So it's not just releasing all this information. If someone from the public wants the information, they still have to go through the public records request process. But they have access as committee members to this folder of all the information we've given them. And so I'm really excited to see the difference between the first meeting and the second meeting when they have time to comb through these documents and come to the next meeting with solid questions and deeper dives for us to kind of take. And hopefully we get some great recommendations out of it to bring to the board. And it'd be really cool if we actually find some stuff ahead of when the DOGE audit finishes and we're already started to fix it before the DOGE audit even comes back.
Yeah. Do we know what kind of timeline we're working with on the DOGE audit?
Yeah, so the DOGE audit should be completed within about 60 days from when they were here. I can't confirm this, but I'm assuming that deadline kind of varies depending on how many counties they add and how fast they're able to gain information. But our guess is sometime around 60 days after they were here.
Do we know what that is going to look like? Is it just going to be a response? Is it going to be a thorough assessment?
So we don't know exactly what it's going to look like. We're kind of waiting to hear back from the state and the CFO's office to really get any guidance about that, what that will look like. But we're very much so looking forward to hearing back from them, and we expect Manatee County to do well.
So some of our residents here in Manatee County are new. You know, they came maybe from other states. And you touched on something that is very special to Florida, which is Sunshine Law. Could we talk just a little bit about what does that mean that, you know, business is done in the sunshine and that this board is, this advisory board to our Board of County Commissioners, I should say, is subject to Sunshine Law?
Sure. So we actually had a great presentation to the committee about what the Sunshine Law is. So Sunshine requires that public boards have public meetings. So the citizens have to be able to see, hear, know about what the board is doing. It requires that no two commissioners can have a one-on-one meeting without it being a public notice. The public has to know when a meeting is with ample time beforehand. It also requires that meeting minutes be taken for the public meeting. So it's a recording of what's said, what's voted on, so the public can see what was done during the meetings if they can't attend in person or they can't watch the live streams like our county commission provides to the public.
And they're published.
And they are published, yes.
So this committee, subject to Sunshine Law, they're going to have the same thing. They're going to be done, quote, in the sunshine.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So when's the next one?
So the next meeting is September 23rd. The fourth Tuesday of the month is kind of where our goal is. November and December with the holidays, we might look to change that. But one interesting thing about Sunshine Law that I think is a fun little tweak is you can host you have to publicly notice a meeting with more than one member and everything like that. But there's also unique requirements about where these meetings can be held. You can't necessarily host one of these meetings at certain restaurants because it implies that someone might have to buy something to be there to be a part of the meeting. So members of the public have to be able to enter the building and stay in the building for free, which I think is a good added rule, but it's also kind of unique and fun.
It is interesting. And Florida has got one of the most strict requirements of all the states, certainly that I've ever lived in, if not of all 50 that I read about, that has these requirements that really do force the dialogue out in public. So back to this DOGE question, you know, this committee that was started by our board, how do you get to be on the board? What were some of the requirements for the people that were nominated?
So step one was you had to go to our website and apply. It might not be the hardest thing in the world, but showing that little bit of effort, I think, is important. We also asked for copies of your resume and kind of fields where you have an expertise or at least a good amount of experience in. Part of the resolution that was passed by the board highlighted some different areas, whether it's finance or accounting, IT, HR, things along those lines that can really assist with creating a more efficient and transparent and steadfast government. And so we got all the applications. Luckily, every single person that applied did fit one of those categories. So we didn't have some unique world where we had to try to figure out if they did or did not. And so we were able to then take all the applicants, move them on to the board, and the board then selected the five individuals that we have. And as Crosley mentioned, great first meeting. We're really excited about the board.
Yes. And something I'm really proud of this team for is the way you got the word out. Thank you, communications team, as well. The way that you got the word out, we had more than 20 applicants. Not every other county had this kind of response. And for a short amount of time that are qualified people, I thought that was tremendous. So the board actually talked, multiple members of the board mentioned on, I believe it was the July 29th meeting, that there were just so many qualified applicants and that the nomination and selection process went really smooth. So again, that's a testament to this team. Thank you for organizing it, making it easy and transparent. You had a lot of communication with candidates. We had a plethora of choice, which is excellent in this realm of government transparency.
Yeah, and that level of participation shows that there's a real appetite on behalf of the community for this level of transparency and maybe even wanting to know a little bit closer the inner workings of local government. And I think that's awesome. Anytime you have an engaged group of citizens is a good thing. All right, so we kind of started out zoomed in, right, tight on a macro level, talking about DOGE. And that's one of the many things that you guys do here. Can you talk about maybe how that work fits into the larger picture of what you do, maybe even on a broader stage?
Yeah, absolutely. If you made it a headline, if you will, of what Legislative Affairs does is we're the liaison between the county government down to our local municipalities and then up to the state and federal levels. Kind of how the comms team is responsible for reaching out to the citizens, we're responsible for reaching out and keeping our local government informed of what's going on elsewhere too. And so it's a unique job. Again, I've done this type of role for companies and associations and things like that. It's slightly different, but at the end of the day, government relations work is government relations work. It's meeting with people, it's building relationships, and it's connecting people to answers or relationships to other relationships that might have a cohesive partnership that maybe they didn't think of, but you connected the dots on.
So when we started the new government relations department, and this was actually the first division we knew we needed to create, because one of the problems we were trying to solve is the county had great relationships at the state and federal level, and certainly local level for sure, but it was highly dependent on each individual commissioner. And if there were changes, if we had a new board like we did last year, then some of those relationships went with the commissioner, right? So what is this team doing to build continuity at the county level to make sure that perhaps new commissioners have a machine ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing we're doing is building those relationships with the staff of the other elected officials. And I'll pass it over to Crosley in a second to talk a little bit more about that. But being able to have those relationships with the staff can go a long way. And sometimes the answer you need might not be huge, and you might not need to speak with Senator Boyd, for example, about it. You can speak with the staff.
Yeah, exactly right. So the relationships that the commissioners have, like Brent mentioned, directly with other electeds are huge. They're important. But having the connection with the staff, you know, I'll give staff a pat on the back as a member of staff. You know, when somebody on our staff needs information from staff, from like Brent mentioned, Senator Boyd's office or Representative Buchanan's office, we're that conduit, we're that connector. We're making sure that information is provided, information is received, and making sure that the relationship is built further, trust is developed, and making sure that we're working with all levels of government to make sure that the citizens of Manatee County are best served.
One of the things you've been tasked this year is how do you build repeatable processes? How do you document what has happened? Tell me, what have you been working on?
Well, so we've creating this whole division of the government relations department. The first thing in my mind was really kind of getting a rhythm, like, this month, what are we going to do this month? What are we doing? Every month, what are we doing? And so it took a little bit of time, but now we have a rhythm where we're updating the commissioners' monthly with what's going on in local governments, and we have trackers built out so that they can stay on top of local meetings and things like that and know what's happening in their communities. That, I mean, there's so many local municipalities here in Manatee County and so many counties around the state that no person as busy as our commissioners are can stay on top of everything going on. And so that's one thing that we've really kind of picked up the mantle on and are educating our internal groups about that. A lot of people see our department as mostly external facing, but we do have a large internal component in keeping people up to date on what is happening externally.
That's right. One of the things I'm also really impressed by is we've transitioned from just going to our state and federal partners and asking for money to actually influencing and advocating for policy. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. So that's something I'm really excited about. This is a new project for Manatee County. Like you mentioned, previous years, we've had broad legislative priorities. We've not really had specific issues or bills that we've lobbied for or against. But this year, we're developing, at the direction of the board, essentially a legislative platform. So we're compiling issues that staff is seeing from a legislative level at the state and federal level, and we're going to take input from the board to see what their priorities are that we should include on that. We're having a workshop on October 6th, I believe. 8th, excuse me, October 8th, where the board's going to discuss this. They're going to determine what is important to them, what should be included, what shouldn't be, and make sure that we're doing our due diligence in advocating for Manatee County and the people of Manatee County at the state and federal level.
Yeah, and to add one quick thing, too, that workshop is open to the public. So if individuals from the public want to come and make a plea on the dais about what they think should be in our legislative priority platform, by all means, come visit the workshop. Use your public comment time to make that point. These legislative priorities go a long way, as Crosley mentioned, in being able to put Manatee County in these conversations about laws that are going to affect us here locally. But it also is nice to, when you're going to these meetings and you have a funding request, to also be like, hey, by the way, we support you guys on this, 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 and this. We want a little tweak over here on this law, but we support you guys generally. And it kind of almost calms down those meetings and gets a little bit of that tension from county and state out of it.
The board has really tasked us with build alliances, build partnerships, go out in the public, find out what others are doing, rip off and repeat things that make sense. And so the support from this board to be able to liaison in a completely new way, you're building this team from the ground up, and it's really changing, I think, the ability for Manatee County to influence it thanks to the board.
You know, when legislative affairs was created, a lot of thought went into ROI. What can taxpayers expect to see for return on investment, specifically from legislative affairs?
Yeah, for a team of just two, I feel like we've done a good job with appropriations requests so far. This year, we have three requests coming through the federal government right now. Crosley can maybe add a little insight into if anything has changed, but as of right now, they're moving really smoothly. And December, we may have some good news for everyone about $5+ million coming back to the county for different projects that will come here, help citizens, help our veterans. Our Veterans Hub is one of these projects, and so we're really excited about that.
Yeah, and that's a full range of different projects, right? And they constantly change year over year. Sometimes they stay the same because sometimes funding, we need additional funding for larger projects. Is there one project that you want to speak on that you're specifically excited about?
So I wouldn't necessarily say there's a project I'm excited about. It's the relationship building that I'm excited about. Like we touched on earlier, a big part of our role is building relationships, building trust with other electeds at across local, federal, state levels. So I think a lot of people think of ROI in just in terms of dollars. I think when it comes to our work, a lot of it comes down to who do we know? Who can we work with? Who can we make sure that we are communicating with to build build better relationships, and make sure that things are happening for the people of Manatee County. Positive things are happening.
And that's not just citizens, but that's businesses as well, right? So what can you tell me about Manatee County Days?
Casey, I'm so glad you asked. Manatee County Days is the first of its kind here for Manatee County. Other counties around the state have been doing this for a little bit, but we're going to get up there and we're going to do our first Manatee County Day this upcoming year. February 4th and 5th are going to be a Manatee County Days. Now, the really cool part of it is sometimes you have to come up, stay multiple nights. The way we did it, it's going to be great. Individuals can come up as early or as late as they want on that first Wednesday, the 4th. I recommend you get there before the reception, but you don't have to, but the reception is going to be a lot of fun, so be there. You get up there, check into your hotel. If you're going to be tabling the next day, go set up your table, but we're going to start off with an opening reception. So we're a giant kickoff to Manatee County Days, where businesses and community members and county commissioners and our state electeds will all be able to come in and meet and talk and network and share a little food and drinks in Tallahassee and enjoy. And then that leads to our big day, Manatee County Days at the Capitol on that Thursday, where we're going to have tables of businesses wrapped around the second floor, and we're going to have all of our state electeds coming up to the 22nd floor, which if you've never been to the 22nd floor, it's the top of the Capitol, completely surrounded in glass. You can see all of Tallahassee gorgeous. From there. It's gorgeous. And so we're going to be bringing them up directly to the people. So you're going to get FaceTime with Senator Boyd and Rep Owen and Rep Connerly and Rep Robinson and all those individuals at the state level that impact what's going on here locally. And so it's not a once-in-a-lifetime thing, because we're going to be doing it again the year after, but it is the first of its kind, and I recommend businesses getting involved now, because you're going to want to be able to tell people next year that, oh yeah, I was here last year. This is what you want to do. You want to be on the inside for stuff like this. Yeah,
and how do they get involved?
So our website is the first stopping point. If you search Manatee County Days on our website, it will bring you to the page. We have sponsorship levels on there. We have information about hotels and where you can go and how to get involved and who to reach out to and all that good stuff.
This really is a place, if you're a local business, especially when you've like, how do I get in front of my state senator? How do I get in front of the people who are actually making legislation that affects me or my industry? This is your chance. We're going to tee it up for you with nothing you have to do. You just have to show up. It's an amazing opportunity. We're kicking this off as our first annual. And again, this team is pioneering some amazing work for Manatee County that's never been done before.
Recently, Senator Jim Boyd was designated as the next Senate president for the 2027 session. What exactly does that mean for Manatee County?
It is a huge deal, Casey. So Senate presidents are elected for two-year terms. Senator Boyd's first one will be the 2027 session. And it's great to have that representation from Manatee County up in Tallahassee. For Manatee County being the size that it is, kind of not small, but also not Miami-Dade size. This will actually be our second Senate president in the last decade. And that representation goes a long way. Senator Ben Albritton, who's the current Senate president right now, comes from more rural communities. And he was able to do really great things this past year to bring money back to rural communities and invest in those rural local areas. And so we're hoping it was Senator Boyd up there, who's a great partner and great friend of Manatee County, we're able to do similar stuff and really bring not just dollars, but support back here to Manatee County.
So how does that type of leadership connection change the way you strategize how you move forward?
Back to the relationship, right? I mean, how important is it now to have a great relationship with our state delegation?
It's invaluable. And Crosley's been working with Senator Boyd's staff. So again, building those connections for those quick touch points during session can go a long way. For those who have been up to Tallahassee during a session, they know it's moving very fast. For those who haven't, come to Manatee County Days. You can come up and see it live in action. But sessions moving so fast that being able to just reach out to a staff person when Senator Boyd, who's the next Senate president, is super busy, that's how you can kind of get some things moving. And having that message go to the person who's running a third of the state government is a big deal.
Oh my, and that sound means we've reached our lightning round. All right, gentlemen, quick questions, even quicker answers. Brent, you're first up, and it's probably the most important question of the lightning round.
Well, I've never been called a short answer person, so I'll do my best.
Gotcha, okay. World famous lightning round, Chambers Changes Conversations. Here we go. Matthew Stafford or Jared Goff?
Matthew Stafford will always have a place in my heart as my first quarterback love, but Jared Goff is my guy. He's going to win a Super Bowl and bring it to Detroit. Go Lions.
Go Packers.
Skull Vikings.
Crosley, if you weren't working for government, what career would you pick?
Going back to sports, I would love to work in sports. Like, I would love to be a general manager. That'd be so fun.
That'd be cool. Brent, one piece of advice you'd give your younger self?
Enjoy, but know that great things are about to come, and just always keep moving forward and never be afraid to take a leap. I feel like when you're younger, you can be afraid to put yourself out there, and I wish I would have put myself out there a little bit more when I was younger.
Crosley, who's got a better Capitol building, Tallahassee or DC?
Tallahassee's a cool. Nothing compares to being in the rotunda of the United States Capitol. It's amazing.
Not even close, yeah.
Not even close.
Brent, favorite Florida sports team?
UCF. Go Knights.
Same question, Crosley.
UCF, charge on.
Brent, one piece of advice for somebody considering a career in government?
Meet as many people as you possibly can, learn how to have a firm handshake, and never, ever go somewhere without a business card.
Let's see that handshake. Cross the table here. Put her in the vice. Ooh, that's nice. Give me one. If you can't see what we're doing here, and you can't because it's a podcast, we're all shaking hands now. God, you guys got really good handshake. I need to work on mine, apparently. Crosley, same question. One piece of advice for somebody considering a career in government.
All the same that Brent said, stay informed.
Gotcha. Brent, Crosley, thank you guys both for giving us this inside look at the work of legislative affairs. From bridges to businesses, your work ensures Manatee County's voice is heard loud and clear at every level of government, and we really appreciate it. And thank you for joining us on another episode of Chambers Changes and Conversations. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and don't miss the story shaping your community on the next episode with Lee Washington.
Yes, I'm very excited.
That's going to be a good one. On behalf of the men and women doing work that matters for you, I'm Casey Semple.
I'm Stephanie Garrison.
Brent Anderson.
I'm Crosley Jones.
Make it a great day to live, work, and play in Manatee County. The opinions expressed by guests of Chambers Changes and Conversations do not necessarily reflect those of Manatee County government or its employees.